Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You remember what I told you? Wednesday, Solana.
No.
I said I've got the Spielkes. I said about the Panthers series, I really got the Spielkes. And now I definitely have the Spielkes when it comes to the Panthers. And I'm not going to lie to you. I've got the Spielkes over the Heat series as well. It's a Spielkes Friday here on the Hockman and Crowder program. I have no other way to put it. It's a Spielkes Friday. Crowder's got the Spielkes so bad he can't even make it in.
Let me tell you something. Yesterday, nobody was cockier Heat fan than Channing Crowder.
Is that so?
We had two segments where he was telling me about why the Heat were going up 2-0, why Al Horford and Marcus Smart don't change the series.
That's kind of like the way you sounded to me when Joel Embiid was coming back in the Sixers series, and you made this big case to me that I was off yesterday. You made a big case to me a couple weeks ago why Joel Embiid wasn't going to make a difference in the Sixers game, and then they rattled off two wins in a row.
And Channing Crowder had me convinced that the Heat would win by 300 points last night.
Well, I was thinking about it this morning because we sold T-shirts for a couple of years. Solana's got the guts. Would anybody be interested in a shirt? Hockman's got the Spielkes. Because I've got the Spielkes, I'm not going to lie. Crowder, he's in L.A. He's got travel delays. He was trying to be back today. Did the show from L.A. Thursday and Wednesday, and now he's got an issue. I wasn't here yesterday, but Solana's with me. We have a loaded potato on this Friday. It's got sour cream, chives, and Spielkes. So we're going to talk about the Heat today. We're going to talk about the Panthers today. And I would like to crap on Nick Saban, if possible, if we have some time today. I didn't hear any of yesterday's show. I know Dono was filling in. I know you and Crowder were here as well. You were telling me briefly as we were talking outside that Crowder ripped Saban yesterday on the show?
Yeah, he called him out for lacking self-awareness.
Lack of self-awareness, right?
Said it was hypocritical what he was doing, that everybody knows Alabama is not free of any wrongdoing when it comes to getting athletes some sort of money.
Even if you want to pretend that it's not illegal stuff, when you are the Alabama program versus other programs that don't get to spend as much above-the-table money as Alabama does, then you have an inherent advantage over other programs. It was so lacking in self-awareness what Nick Saban had to say. But my greater point is I like to crap on Nick Saban when possible because, A, I've never liked him, but, B, was it last summer?
Yeah.
Was last summer that he gave me the three-finger handshake?
We're about a year. We're coming up on that one-year anniversary.
You're right. It's almost the one-year anniversary. Well, he crapped on me last summer. And so,
that's putting it nicely.
Today, I want to be able to crap on him if it's possible. Although, if we get a chance today, we are going to listen to last year when he took a big crap on me. But yeah, I mean, just complete lack of self-awareness. That's exactly who he is. He's the greatest guy in the world if he's always got the advantage. Everybody knows a guy like this, right, in the world? Oh, he's the nicest guy in the world as long as everything goes his way. And the moment something doesn't go his way, oh, it's all rigged against me. Poor me. Sound familiar? Oh, poor me. It's all rigged against me. I have everything, but this now is rigged against me. So let's crap on Nick Saban today. If nothing else, to take our minds off the spilkas that I think we all have over the Heat and the Panthers. So you went to the Heat game last night?
I was there.
Was there a single moment that you were cheering and filled with energy? And
yeah, first 6 minutes.
First 6 minutes of the game.
First 6 minutes, I mean, I was riding high.
Because I texted you last night, if the Heat can cut it to 25, they should play Pepas. You have to move the parameter. So I'm guessing they never played it last night?
Never played Pepas. Yeah. Which I think, by the way, it's not a good move. Just play it at some point.
Well,
right?
I mean, it's embarrassing. That's our celebratory song. It's when you know the game is over, right? They play it when you know the game is over. But it's a little bit like, what, going to see, I don't know, give me a band. Hootie and the Blowfish in concert. They don't play I Only Want to Be With You. Well, are you really there for the other songs?
It's going to Islands of Adventure and the Hulk is shut down.
Right. It's like, I get it. There's a safety reason. But I'm only here for one day.
Yeah.
It costs me, you know, $1,020 to get into the park. I kind of just, you know, let's just go on it.
Let's wing it and
so
let's see what happens.
I get for someone who has saved all their money for one Heat playoff game, they want to experience the Pepas moment. It's uniquely Miami, and they don't get that moment. But it would have been silly to play that at any point after 6 minutes in that game.
Okay, but here's my rationale with this. The Heat cut it to 17, which in the grand scheme of things is laughable considering they're down 30.
I did text you at that very moment, if they cut it to 15, play Pepas.
Boston calls a timeout. And I was thinking, this is when you play Pepas.
Oh, I got you.
In the third quarter, the only time there's a semblance of hope.
Right. You're never going to have another chance to play it tonight.
Play it now, and maybe you get the crowd to another level, right? Because finally, the crowd was starting to get back in. There's Let's Go Heat chants. Like, people are like, okay, this isn't impossible. Cut it to 10 going to the fourth. There's still a chance where the Heat can be back in this game. They come out of the timeout. Back-to-back turnovers, and you blink an eye, and you're down 27
Smart,
again.
Like, hits a three. You're right. That was probably the only chance to play Pepas.
Yep, that was it right there.
And instead, they played Kerncraft 4000. Oh. I don't even think they played that.
No, they did not play that.
Well, can't win them all. Unfortunately, there's a chance that the Panthers won't win any. I know you can't win them all. Listen, this Vasilevsky is a very good goaltender, and if you cannot convert on a single power play. Now, if you're new to hockey, the power play means you've got more skaters, attackers on the ice than the team has defenders. The Panthers are 0-25 on the power play for this playoffs. So how many games did it go against Washington?
Six games.
Six games against Washington. You've had two games against Tampa. Eight postseason games. The Panthers are 0-25 on the power play. That gives Andrew Brunette the spilkas.
Does Vasilevsky own us at this point?
I've got Vasilevsky nightmares. I've had him for 2 years now, and now it'll be a third year. Well, is what it is. Today, you know, if you remember last Friday, it was a celebratory Friday. This is a Spielkus Friday.
Yeah.
I got the Spielkus.
How do you spell Spielkus?
Spielkus is S-H-P-I, Spiel, L, I believe K-E-S, Spielkus.
S-C-H,
no,
Pilkus.
S-H. Threw a C in there. Do you know what the Spielkus is? Your parents ever use that? They got the Spielkus?
Never used it, but I imagine it's the same as having the bubble guts.
Yeah, the Spielkus, it's Yiddish. That's why I thought maybe you'd get it in your house. You're a Uruguayan Jew. Spielkus translates to a state of impatience, agitation, or anxiety, i.e., the job interview tomorrow gives me the Spielkus. I've got the Spielkus.
We've all got the Spielkus right now, Hawk.
All right. We have a loaded potato today. We really do. You want to do headlines here? You want to give us headlines and... I hate to recap what happened last night. I guess we have to, but there is a golf tournament going on. I'm sure you'll have a leaderboard update, right?
Of course.
I mean, this could be the time of our lives. Here are headlines on this Spielkus Friday with Alejandro Solana.
The sports update, it's driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Game 3 for the Panthers and Lightning in Tampa Bay is Sunday at 1:30 p.m.
Yeah, 1:30, and you hate the idea of going to Tampa down 0-2, but you can't change it. So I know it's cliche. It's got to be one game at a time, and I don't know what else to do if they cannot convert on a power play, because when you have a man advantage against that Tampa team, you have to be able to take advantage of it. They have not been able to do so, and they are in an unfortunate 0-2 hole. But Sunday afternoon, and then it'll be a back-to-back. They'll play Sunday afternoon and then Monday night.
Which is still upsetting to me, by the way. But at least we don't get the Heat and Panthers on the same day, but it's still upsetting.
Right. I will tell you, the benefit is you get a Saturday night Heat game and a Sunday Panthers game. That's pretty cool for the weekend. I'm going to see Sting on Sunday night. Perfect Sunday. Watch the Panthers in the afternoon, Sting on Sunday night. But then the Panthers have to play back-to-back. But, as I've seen many people point out, Tampa also has to play back-to-back.
Yep.
So it's not like it's an unfair advantage. They're both – the reason that they're playing it Sunday afternoon, by the way, was scheduled purposefully by the league to give them as much time as possible between the back-to-back games. Instead of making it Sunday night, which was the original schedule, and then Monday night, it's Sunday afternoon, and then you have to wait till Monday night. So give them a little chance to recuperate.
So as Hawk mentioned, Game 3 for the Heat is tomorrow. It's still like an 8:45 p.m. tip-off in Boston. Have you seen the line yet for this
game? You
know,
I have not. Have you?
I have.
And?
Boston.
I'm going to say Boston by 3.
Double that.
No.
6.5.
Really?
6.5 point favorites. Remember, we don't know about P.J. Tucker still.
Oh, that's true.
And Kyle Lowry expected to be out once again for Game 3.
Right. And even if he was back, you know it's not going to be at 100%. Wow, 6. Woo. Life comes at you fast.
Do you like that, though? Do you like Heat?
I would take
covering?
Heat plus 6, but our betting has been so bad. We had a parlay last night with the Panthers and the Heat.
Might as well just throw our money into the ocean, Hawk.
That's what we've done.
Ira did tweet out that the entire Heat roster is traveling to Boston, including Kyle Lowry and P.J. Tucker, and we're expecting the injury report later today.
All right.
Inter Miami, they host the New York Red Bulls on Sunday at Drive Pink Stadium. The Marlins begin a 3-game series tonight versus the World Series champion Atlanta Braves. Trevor Rogers, our guy, expected to start.
T-Rog, it's our dude.
The only winner last night in South Florida, Canes baseball. They beat Notre Dame in the first game of a 3-game series. Game 2 is tonight, 7 p.m. at the Light.
All right.
Western Conference Finals, Game 2 tonight. Warriors, they host the Mavericks. Warriors, a 6-point favorite at home. It's a 9 p.m. tip-off.
I like Dallas. I don't know if you know. I feel
you're riding Dallas. I mean, nobody's put more money on the Mavs other than you and Mark Cuban in the playoffs.
I may have put more money into the Mavs by now than Mark Cuban has.
Can't wait to lose some more money tonight betting the Mavs to cover 6. But I do kind of like it. I'm not going to lie. I do kind of like it, Hawk.
You see? You came around on it.
And our leaderboard updates aren't sponsored today, but...
Is that so?
Justin Thomas is in the lead right now. He's 6 under. Rory McIlroy is in second, but he has not teed off yet. He'll tee off in like 20 minutes.
Right.
Justin Thomas teed off about an hour ago, a little less than an hour ago. He's 3 under on today.
I don't think Tiger's teed off today yet either. He's 4 over, but...
He's 4 over.
I'd like to see him make the cut. If he could have a decent round today, make the cut, at least I could watch him, you know, over the weekend.
And he appeared to be limping yesterday after a chip that didn't go well in a bunker, so something to keep an eye on.
Got the Spilkus.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7, 866-954-MORE. It is partly cloudy today, but very hot outside, very humid. It's a South Florida afternoon.
It's a South Florida afternoon. Very well put.
That's your weather.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.